possession, because I've given Ar unto the children of Lot for a possession. The Enims dwelt there in time past, a people great and many, as tall as the Anakims. Now, if you remember, the Anakims are giants, okay? Now, when the Bible talks about giants, we're not talking about Jack and the Beanstalk or Gulliver's Travels. We're talking about guys that are approximately, according to what the Bible actually spells out about the height, 9 or 10 feet tall in our modern measuring system, because we don't use metric, amen? So 9 feet tall, maybe 10 feet tall, but they're not just these crazy heights. They're human. They're just normal humans, except they're just tall. I mean, there are guys in the NBA that are 7 feet tall, almost 8 feet tall. There are guys in the Guinness Book of World Records that are 9 feet tall, 10 feet tall. This is just a genetic thing. This is just in their DNA. This is just really tall guys, okay? So don't get all crazy and mystical about giants, okay? And what people like to do is, instead of saying giants and just explaining guys are 9 feet tall, they like to use this word, the Nephilim. Because, you know, when you use a word in a foreign language, now all of a sudden it takes on a mystique. You know, it's not the law of God, it's the Torah. The Torah. You can't really translate it into English, you know, because it's the Torah. And you know, they're giants, the Nephilim. And then, you know, don't let people snow you by just pulling out a foreign word and dazzling you with some Greek word or Hebrew word or something like that. You know, just speak American, amen? The bottom line is that the giants that the Bible talks about, they're not just called Nephilim, but they're also called other things. They're called basically Anakims. They're called Zamzumims. You know that? Why don't we talk more about that? Well, I'll tell you why we don't. I'll tell you why there aren't a plethora of YouTube videos about the Zamzumims. Let me tell you exactly why. Because it doesn't make any sense based on what these Nephilim people are teaching. Because what are the Nephilim crowd teaching? They teach that the giants are supernatural beings. And they teach that they're hybrids, demigods, half human, half demon. Demons mating with humans and producing this race of super beings or whatever. And that's why God had to bring the flood, was to wipe out all of these Nephilim, and that's why the flood happened, and because, you know, God had to cleanse the DNA. Here's the problem with that, is that this is after the flood, and you got all kinds of Zamzumims running around, and Anakims and other words for giants in another foreign language, okay? So that doesn't make any sense. What's the point of flooding the world just to get rid of that DNA, and then the DNA is still there? It doesn't even make sense. Go back, if you would, quickly to, I'm just going to touch on this. Go back to the book of Genesis, chapter 6, quickly, because what the Bible is actually telling us in Genesis 6 as the rationale for the flood is that the earth was filled with violence. The reason God flooded the earth is because man was exceedingly sinful, but specifically the sin was violence, murder, mass murder, bloodshed, violence. That was the problem. That's why God wiped out the earth. It had nothing to do with cleansing the gene pool of demonic DNA. Demons are spirits. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit, okay? Angels do not marry. Neither are they given in marriage, okay? And they are spiritual beings. They are ministering spirits, okay? And so they do not come down and impregnate humans. That is a bunch of witchcraft, demonic fables. I mean, I'm sure you could find some books on the occult. I'm sure if you go down to the library and go to the occult section, you could read about the incubus and the succubus and all of these weird things. But guess what? It's not biblical. There is nothing in the Bible. Jesus doesn't talk about, hey, you know, watch out for these demons, man. They're climbing in your windows, you know. And it's just like, it's just not a thing. Okay? And so the Bible says in Genesis chapter 6, it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. Now, what does sons of God mean? Well, if you actually read the context, we just had an entire chapter of Genesis chapter 5 explaining to us all about the lineage of Seth. And right before that, we had half a chapter about the lineage of Cain. So you have this big, long lineage of Cain's descendants, and then you have this big, long lineage of Seth's descendants. And here's the thing. The Bible teaches that the sons of God are people who are saved. Amen. People who are saved are the children of God. Amen. Okay. And so everybody on this earth is a child of man, a child of Adam. But then when a person gets saved, when a person calls upon the name of the Lord, they become a child of God. And then when a person becomes a reprobate, when someone becomes just super evil and just doesn't even want to retain God in their knowledge and they become a reprobate, they become a child of Satan, okay? But we all started out as just being children of Adam, children of wrath, children of disobedience, but when we believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, we're passed from death to life, we become a child of God. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, the Bible says. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Okay? Ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. This is what the Bible says over and over again. You say, well, yeah, but the Bible also calls angels the sons of God. That's exactly, the Bible says the opposite of that, because the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 1 specifically, unto which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. God did not say that to any of the angels at any time. He never said to any of the angels at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. He never said to any of the angels at any time, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. But the angels are the sons of God. Really? Because that's the opposite of what the Bible says. Who are the sons of God? The sons of God are people who have called upon the name of the Lord. And guess what? It was Seth that begat Enos. And when Seth begat Enos, then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. That's the end of chapter 4. So Seth's descendants are calling upon the name of the Lord. Cain's descendants go a wicked direction. And so you've got the sons of God and the daughters of men. The daughters of men are just unregenerate humans. The sons of God are human also, but they are regenerate humans. They are saved humans. And so it says that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. So the sons of God, this is basically saved people intermarrying with unsaved people. So leave the science fiction at the door and the fantasy, because it's just that.